The Marxist Progressive War on the Boy Scouts is our topic during this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Dr. Paul Kanger, a returning guest. He's a best-selling author and also a Grove City College professor of both history and politics. His most recent book is called The Politically Incorrect Guide to Communism. And Dr. Kanger, I would have thought with the imploding of the Soviet Union about 25 years ago, that was the end of communism, but it surely has proved not to be the case.
Well, that's right, Jerry. I mean, look, we won the battle in the war room, right, on the battlefield, maybe even politically, but we lost it in the classroom.
Mm.
That's what it comes down to. And so you have a whole generation of 60s radicals who are today tenured radicals in the universities. They're teaching what they call stuff like critical theory, which is a fancy word for cultural Marxism. It's critical theory from the Frankfurt School, which really pioneered this idea of cultural Marxism rather than a classical economic Marxism. And they're pushing ideas like gender ideology, what they call queer theory. Obama's Occidental College has a Department of Social Justice and Critical Theory. And if you go there and read the description, they talk about the Frankfurt School, queer theory, feminist studies, all that stuff.
Wow.
And, you know, that's where the communists have flocked to in America. Some of the old Soviet communists flocked into the environmental movement. But for here in America and in much of the West, they've gone to culture, 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 education, education, education. And we're seeing it now in their redefinition of everything from marriage and the family to even, you know, groups like the Boy Scouts of America, of all things.
Well, the Boy Scouts of America, I mean, my goodness, it's almost, it has been an icon. You know, I could think of, there was a phrase used during one of the persons who worked in the Nixon administration told me that he was turned down for a job because Ehrlichman said, or maybe it was Haldeman, anyway, one of the officials said, nah, he's too much of a Boy Scout. And then they picked somebody else who wasn't a Boy Scout, you know, who was willing to do, you know, engage in some dirty tricks and stuff. But I use that story just because, you know, to be a Boy Scout was so wholesome. I was personally in the Boy Scouts for a little bit, and then our troop kind of disbanded because of, you know, lack of volunteers after a while.
Yeah, me too.
You were? Oh, okay, good. So anyway, but it really was a tremendous experience, and I hate to see what's happening. Now they do allow homosexuals. They even allow girls in the Boy Scouts. They don't even call it Boy Scouts anymore, do they?
Well, that's exactly right, Jerry. I mean, there's been a complete redefinition of Boy Scouts. In fact, it's no longer Boy Scouts of America for the 11 to 17-year-old age group, basically the adolescents. They are now the Scouts. They're simply calling them Scouts because they've allowed in girls. And really, there were kind of two or three blows prior to this that set the ground for it. One was when liberals were making a big fuss about the Boy Scouts making a pledge to God, right? God and country.
That's right.
So, yeah, kind of like the old communists. The first thing you got to do is you got to take out God. You got to take God out of the equation. And then after that, they started demanding gay Scout leaders, right? And so this would be, you know, older adult gay men, right, who would be Scout leaders, troop leaders. And then the Scouts apparently thought that if they just gave in to the left on that, the left would go away. Nope, as you know, Jerry, right, you give in to them a little bit, and they keep coming and coming and coming. So the next thing that they demanded after that, they demanded transgender Scouts.
Mm.
So these were girls, biological girls, who claimed their gender identity to be boys. And so they demanded that they be allowed in. The Scouts caved in on that. And now they've caved in on girls. So instead of girls joining the Girl Scouts, now girls can join the Boy Scouts. And now the Boy Scouts are now no longer Boy Scouts, but just the Scouts. And so, you know, that's what they do. The left tries to take these organizations and remake them in their own image. And they've done that with the Scouts. And frankly, Jerry, a lot of these people on the hard left that are pushing for these changes, these are people in Manhattan and New York who aren't even married and don't even have kids. They could give a rip about the Boy Scouts. They're not going to send their kids there. But for them, this is another ideological, cultural scalp on their political wall. And taking down the Boy Scouts is something that, as I show in this article for American Spectator, the far left has been trying to do for literally over 100 years.
That's kind of so sad. I mean, you just hate to see one sacrosanct, I don't want to use the word, sacred cow or whatever, taken down. But
right.
But seriously, one beautiful icon of Judeo-Christian culture, is lost once again in America.
Well, that's right. And, you know, as I show in this piece, and it's posted at American Spectator, I know the title will immediately even make some conservatives raise their eyebrows, right? The Marxist Progressive War on the Boy Scouts. They'll probably think, oh, well, come on, that's overdoing it a little bit. But as I show there, and I provide multiple hyperlinks, Boy Scouts were founded in 1910, and as early as the earliest hyperlink that I give is to a 1911 publication, and then another from, I think, 1924, another from 1929, another from the 30s, another in the 60s, another in the 70s. I go all the way up to 2017. And since as early as June 1911, the American Young Socialist Organization, the Young Comrades, the Young Pioneers, these are all links I provide directly to PDFs of their, their original publications. They've been hell-bent on taking down the Boy Scouts.
Mm.
And for these early communist groups who, you read the same publication, you click the link, you'll see they urge people to follow Lenin's way and to join their quote-unquote socialist Sunday schools, unquote, rather than the Boy Scouts. And back then, they were framing the Boy Scouts as capitalist, militarist, pro-gun, overly patriotic, jingoistic, pro-war, accuse them of wanting to shoot their brothers and fathers, and just kind of fang-dripping, hungry for war, wanting to go to war with whoever. That was fascistic. That was the communist line against the Boy Scouts back then. It never, ever, ever stuck. Not until about the year 2001 into the 21st century did communists finally find an approach, a tool, that worked for taking down the Boy Scouts, and that is this whole allegation of homophobia, of being anti-gay. And with that tool, they found allies among the wider, broader, progressive liberal left, and that's where, at long last, the Marxist left has finally found a way to take down and redefine the Boy Scouts.
In your article, you mentioned how in 1929 there was this issue of Young Pioneer. The Young Pioneers, I guess, were the socialist version of the Boy Scouts. But they had banners with things like, "Down with the Boy Scouts." Again, 1929. "Down with the Boy Scout Jamboree. The Boy Scouts are supported by the bosses. Smash the Boy Scouts."
Yeah.
"Join the Young Pioneers of America." And "Defend the Soviet Union." Amazing.
Right.
I mean, these are...
Just toss that one in there, right?
Well,
imagine, too, that is from... Picture this. 1,500 American Boy Scouts from all over the country. Oregon, Washington State, the Midwest, Ohio, Pennsylvania, coast to coast. They all assemble in New York for the voyage of a lifetime. They're going to get on this big ship. They're going to go across the Atlantic. They're going to the International Boy Scout Jamboree in England. And here come these literal young commies from New York with these banners, "Down with the Boy Scouts," right? "Praise the Soviet Union." And you just picture like a 12-year-old boy from Peoria, Illinois, looking at that, saying, writing home to his mom and dad and saying, "Mom, Dad, I saw the strangest thing.
Yeah.
Bunch of young Reds coming up praising the Soviet Union, saying, 'Down with the Boy Scout.'" They must have thought they were in another world.
Wow.
And, of course, that was New York. It was headquarters of Communist Party USA. New York is equally as crazy today. I was there a couple weeks ago. never been anything like the heartland. But that's what they face. And they're probably thinking, what have they done that's all that bad? Well, to the American communists, they pledge themselves to God, country, moral purity, Judeo-Christian values, and to supporting the idea of America as founded by the American founders. They weren't following in Lenin's way, as the young pioneers protested. So they attacked the Boy Scouts.
And the wedge issue, though, ultimately was the gay issue. That was it. Isn't that amazing? What's interesting to me is that there were even Supreme Court challenges on that very issue against the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts hung firm, and then they must have had some internal changes or something that allowed them to capitulate on these things.
Well, and picture, I mean, the communist movement, Jerry, it's like they're fishing, right? And they try different types of baits. So 1848, Marx and Engels and the Communist Manifesto write, abolition of the family, with a giant exclamation.
I just mentioned that in my upcoming column, that very quote.
Yep. They did that. They were attacking marriage, family, the Freudian Marxists of the Frankfurt School through the 20s and the 60s and the New Left. They've tried drawing in African Americans by calling the Boy Scouts racist. You'll actually see that in some of those articles, which is an insane, completely unjustified, ridiculous allegation against the Boy Scouts. They try all these things, but what's finally worked for the communists, finally, in redefining the family, marriage, taking down the Boy Scouts, is this homosexual issue. I mean, this for them has been just, if they believed in God, they'd call it a godsend, right? Mm-hmm. For them, I mean, this has been it. Finally, after over 150 years, the liberal left going in the same direction with the communists on sexuality issues, the communists said, this is it. This is the tool for the fundamental transformation and the takedown of the basic Judeo Christian framework of America, and they've seized it with abandon, and it's working magnificently for them. And for liberals who don't even realize that this is going on, well, shame on you. You probably listening to this right now, thinking, how can this even be? but this is exactly what's going on.
And with all due respect, honestly, when a young person, a young boy, is sent off with, you know, fellow boys, and then if you had an openly homosexual, you know, gay instructor or whatever, what's to say that in the middle of the night or whatever something devious wouldn't happen? I mean, come on, let's be honest.
Well, that's right, and they get really angry when guys like me and you say things like that. So let me make this even more personal in my case. I'm Roman Catholic. The vast majority of quote unquote pedophilia priest cases were not priests with like 7-8 year old boys. Okay. They were priests with boys 15-16 years old, right? Which really isn't even the classic case of pedophilia.
Post puberty.
So this is often called a pedophile crisis in the Roman Catholic Church. No, it's more of a crisis of homosexual priests interacting with adolescents, the 15-16-year-old boys. And so the Roman Catholic Church sees this as such a serious problem right now that even Pope Francis, who, you know, there were those comments a few weeks ago where a controversial statement about what he did or didn't say to the gay guy who had been abused from Chile. But Francis told the Italian bishops 2 weeks ago, he said, if you have any doubt whatsoever about a seminarian's sexual orientation, about him having any inclination to homosexual acts, do not let him into seminary.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. So that's the other side of that story. We have about half a minute left. At the end of the day, there's still going to be decent people in the Boy Scouts, right? I mean, the whole organization's not totally lost, right?
Right, that's right. And let me say, too, men who are, you know, quote-unquote homosexual or identify that way, I don't think that they're going to go preying on all the little boys there as well. I don't want to disparage them either. But my whole point is this larger, broader takedown of the Boy Scouts. And really, the reason you and I are talking today is that they've let girls in. And before that, they let in transgender boys or transgender girls. So really, they're bowing to the sexual demands of the sexual secular left.
Wow.
And I think that's a tragedy.
Paul Kanger, visionandvalues.org. Thank you so much, Paul. All the best.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
All right. Bye-bye now.